It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, your home of America's team is DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Are you going to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
How many Cowboy fans, give me the percentage of Cowboy fans that will invade them like they invade everywhere else?
Oh, I think last time they were there, it was pretty noticeable. So I would guess, I don't know, maybe 20%.
Okay, so you don't think like Pittsburgh just shuts everyone else out?
No, I think Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Green Bay, Dallas, they all travel pretty well regardless.
Okay. I didn't know like the home crowd would just dominate it and give you the old stiff arm.
Pittsburgh would be one of those two places that I think would do it along Green Bay. Those would be one of the two. Maybe Chicago, but Chicago's never so good.
So rank the invasions of visiting crowds.
Here?
Is it no.
In general.
All. Cowboys won or Pittsburgh won?
Pittsburgh feels like one to me. I feel like there's always terrible towels everywhere you go. But yeah, right, Pittsburgh's one, and then it's a small drop to maybe Green Bay, Dallas.
Green Bay, more visiting fans Green than Bay, the Cowboys?
Green Bay travels a lot. And I don't know if it's just because everybody was raised on that history from the 60s and then it has just trickled down over the years. But yeah, Green Bay gets a ton of fans.
Or they're from Wisconsin and they just looking to get anywhere warm and fly south for the winter.
The team that's weird that travels really, really well is Denver. Denver has like historically invaded cities really, really well, regardless of how good they are.
Well, they have an entire time zone of fans. They're the only team in Mountain Time Zone, right? They're the only team. They have an entire time zone of people.
All right, so we'll ask Jerry Jones about possibly making moves. No Micah, no Tank. What were the updates on their timelines yesterday from the Cowboys?
Yeah, Micah Parsons, it looks like he is going to be out definitely this week, probably then Detroit as well. Then you get the bye week, so he'll be down and hopefully back for San Francisco. And then DeMarcus Lawrence is the one that's a little broad. That one's looking like it's 4 to 8 weeks.
Let's get the official word from the main man himself, Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, man. Good morning. Good to be on. Good to be with you today.
Jerry, you guys got some tough news in the last couple days about the outlook on the injuries for DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. How do you guys move forward in terms of trying to replace their production?
Well, I think we bring the guys up that we're fortunate, I think, to have these young guys that can step up here and just basically play them. It's hard to think that available to you out in the system that is in the NFL, which is you can poach practice squad players. It's hard to think that there's someone that you can step out and poach that could literally step in this week. Now, step in for you two or three games from now, yes. And so you may see us do that. We're in that process right as we're speaking. But basically, we'll just move on and replace those guys and hope for the best. We got good news from DeMarcus. He didn't have to have any type of surgery. Confirmed again with second opinion yesterday. So that'll eliminate that bone healing time or those type of things in any type of recovery. Micah will be week to week.
Jerry, when you get information and news like this, that these guys will be out for an extended period of time, like coupled with the 2-2 start, does that make you a little bit more likely to make a trade and look at the trade deadline market before the deadline hits?
Well, if you can, but you usually don't plan on trades. Now, one thing you do, you plan for this in the off season, and you plan for this looking at your depth at your position. And you plan for it. It is going to happen. It's not a question of if. And so you don't know which positions, but you know you're going to have that type of injury attrition. What you want to do, again, is have it so that if possible, so that when you get to the end of the year and you're getting ready to go into those playoffs, that you've pushed it all up there and you're the healthiest that you've been, so to speak. That happened to us last year. And we're the healthiest we've been in years. And so that's the way you want to plan it and make it work.
Jerry, you have talked about the importance of just these young guys stepping up because of some of the bigger, higher paid contracts you guys have had to have. does that formula have to remain when talking about making a deal or bringing in a higher price guy or giving a contract extension to another player? Or you guys have some wiggle room in terms of switches to flip there?
There's a reason why the player will be available if you try to make a trade. There's a reason why. And it's either prohibitively high relative to what you would have to trade to get them, or the fact that we're as good as that by bringing our depth up to take the position for the upcoming game. And so you don't get any wishful thinking here when you bring somebody in or look at making a trade. Oh, let's go make a trade. It's not there usually.
Cowboys owner general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, talking about the young guys stepping up, how encouraged are you right now by this progression that we seem to be seeing the last couple of weeks from Mozzie Smith?
Well, I think he's an exceptional athlete, rare athlete. For his size, I don't know that I've seen anybody have his skills. And he's also got inordinate strength. If he can progress in the terms of the just the football internal aspect of it, and just the grit, and just the sustaining a level of production that goes with, if you will, being a pro. If he can do that, then we've got us something, and that's what we wanted, was a really star player. He might say, and of course you can dream here a little bit, but that's what you're looking for here because we drafted him with our number one pick.
Jerry, this is obviously a big season for the future of Mike McCarthy here in Dallas. When your team sustains big injuries like the ones to Deron Bland, Micah Parsons, and DeMarcus Lawrence, how does that impact, if at all, your evaluation of the results that he produces?
Well, that's why that you say, well, it's a record thing. It's either you did or you didn't. As Bill Parcells said, your record is what you are. That's why you look behind that and you look at other nuances, and one of them will be how you dealt through the years, how you've dealt with this time when you have to step up and replace what's out on the field. And that's a part of the game. It's as much a part of the game as the kickoff.
Jerry, the Giants game may not have been the most perfect game of the year, hopefully, but it was still a win. Nick Saban said over the weekend, and when you play poorly and win, it's really the kiss of death. Is that something you agree with?
I haven't thought about that. I didn't hear that. And he's won a lot of games, and I bet he's won a lot of games when he can play better. And so I'm not for sure what he meant by that, and I'm not being critical of it at all. It's just I'll take them. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Every game you play in the NFL, because the talent, availability of talent is so equal, and how you obtain that talent is so equal, that if you need to win some games when a few of you guys got outplayed, that's going to happen.
Jerry, there's been a lot of talk about schemes and play design this season, and I know you've talked about how confident you are in your staff being up to date on all the league-wide trends and concepts. What is the process that you guys have in place to determine that your staff's schemes and designs are always keeping pace with the advancements around the NFL?
Well, I think that's, first of all, you're going to be different. You should be different. There's 100 nuances about what your team looks like out on that field. I'm talking about from the strategies or from the system of everything about it, from how you take on blocks if you're in the defensive line or how you make blocks and you're in the offensive line. And at the end of the day, you look how that all melds together and how it comes together with what you're trying to do, and that's win the games. Now, as you know, in the NFL, we appreciate a multi-success in the regular season, and I'd be idiot not to recognize success in the season. But you can have it there, but you've also got to be building to a crescendo called getting in those playoffs and playing well in the playoffs. those don't necessarily come together early in the seasons. One of the best teams I've seen play is this Baltimore team that we all saw yesterday and that our Sunday and we played. It's one of the best teams I've seen, yet they don't have the best record. But let me tell you right now, they're hard to guard, and so you just gotta look at the situation. I guess would be my answer there, rather than look at some kind of general rule.
Jerry, you look up at the top of the division, you see your old friend Dan Quinn and the Commanders at the top. What do you think about the job he's been doing here inside the division to start the year?
Well, we have all the appreciation you could possibly have for Dan as a coach. He's an outstanding coach, and that's why we had him here for the years that we did. And we know that he's going to be formidable. He's really, I think they've done well with their quarterback, and they know how to use him. I think he ran the ball 20 times the other day. And so they've got a young guy that they can use, and he's got a system in place that's working real well. They're going to be tough, these two games we play against them.
Jerry Jones joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Dalvin Cook this week? Will we see Dalvin Cook this week?
Oh, no. I didn't understand what your question was, and probably not this week.
Jerry, what's been holding him back? Is it ability? Is it your running backs that you already have? What's been holding him back from seeing the field?
Not a thing. You know, when you look at a roster, you look at the entire roster, and you have to adjust it for injuries, or you have to adjust it for just availability. That's a big thing. And you have to adjust it for how you're going to use them. The other day, we didn't run the ball much at all. And so you've got to evaluate how you're going to look at any position, whether it's his position or whether it's receivers or what. All of that comes to play with what you're doing. And so we very easily could be light at running back as we go into this ball game this week.
Jerry, how did you feel?
In terms of numbers.
Jerry, you know, Tyler Guyton, it looked like, had some struggles in the Giants game just with penalties and some young miscues. How do you feel about how he's been progressing?
And who are you talking about there?
Tyler Guyton.
He's outstanding as a rookie. I couldn't be more pleased with him. Now, we really have to work on our penalties, on our holding. And we all easily can see that, but we must. But as far as how he's progressing, I'm really thrilled with what I see, what he is when he's on. And I understand to some degree some of the challenges you have with the holding thing. But all in all, I'm really pleased with Tyler.
Jerry, you know, Brandon Cooks has been off to a little bit of a slow start statistically, at least to start this season. How do you feel about your receiver room behind CD and I guess Brandon Cooks specifically?
Well, we've got depth, and I'm excited to see them have this opportunity if he is not out there Sunday.
Jerry Jones with us every Tuesday here on 105 through the Fan. What type of Cowboy fan invasion do you expect in Pittsburgh?
Well, we've got a lot of fans in the eastern part of the country, and that includes Pittsburgh. However, I'm very familiar with the following and the enthusiasm that is there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so I don't expect any overwhelming presence, but we'll have our fans. We always do. We rode better than most anybody. And so we'll need every one of them, too, because I have all the respect in the world for that organization, that coach.
Jerry, how often do you think about T.J. Watt and what could have been here? Do you allow yourself to go there?
You know, I do, but I don't. There are so many players that are around the league that you could draft and have. And there's an old adage, it's not the ones that you don't have, it's the ones you have that you need to worry about. And so I look at players all the time, and when I see them playing well, I said, well, they're playing up to how we had them evaluated, or for instance, or how they weren't evaluated. Either way. And of course, you know, there's forever what there's 10 others that haven't done as well that you could have drafted. And then they're the ones you draft, which is what counts.
Jerry, since we're not really reacting to a game, I'd like to capitalize on having you on the phone with us every week by kind of talking about some other issues. A lot of talk about less scoring. Mel Kiper said, let's go ahead and make a rule against, you know, too high safeties. What is your thoughts on the league trend of less scoring this year, and do you think it's an issue?
Well, if it is an issue, it will be addressed, and that's part of what you've seen evolving over the years. And I've seen adjustments made on both sides of the ball, and actually on all three phases. The special teams, a significant one in the last two or three years. And so that's what happens, and there are adjustments, and those adjustments are meaningful. And consequently, I think we have, frankly, today the most exciting game that we've had since I've been involved in the NFL, and since I've been involved, frankly, I'll go all the way back to college and football. So I think we do a real good job. It's something that gets a lot of partial and impartial evaluation, because you can imagine defensive coaches during the spring and during the off season are in for creating situations that help the defense, offense the same way. That's why it's a league of adjustments, because those adjustments you see are when it may have swung too much as far as what's acceptable to all the clubs. But that's a big part of what goes on in the spring. As you know, Stephen is heavily involved on the competition committee. And that's, boy, that is a critical part of what we do in the NFL, is get these rules right, adjust the rules for safety, adjust the rules for scoring. And we want a game that has a lot of action in it.
So, Jerry, this is kind of a random question. You don't have to answer it, but we've got, you know, we're in a political climate, especially right now. Mark Cuban and the new ownership of the Mavericks have differing political views, and people are wondering how that's going to work out with them working together. Have you ever let politics interfere or interrupt a big deal that you've had going, or it all gets pushed to the side for business?
Never. The answer I'll do with you real quick, never. Not for business, not for the involvement in what I'm doing. I'm apolitical.
And then, Jerry, we know you're a big baseball guy. Final question, your thoughts on the passing of Pete Rose, and do you think that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I will tell you, I was a great fan of him. I love the passion he played with. He hit my interest. He was right there when I couldn't have been more interested, and I'm a big fan of baseball. I love baseball. Love to play baseball more than I did football. And the bottom line is that I really hate to see his passing. Give my best to the family, but more important, and thank you, Pete, for what you contributed to baseball, and I mean that. And with all the positives and all the negatives, boy, I'm glad he came along, and I'm glad he played that great American game.
Well said. Jerry, thank you so much for the time. Go get him in Pittsburgh and enjoy the rest of your day and week.
All right, guys. Good to be on. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Any takeaways from that, as Dalvin Cook is not going to be there again?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, someone else texted Bobby and said we had moved past running back. We could have asked it a little bit earlier. But not only just Dalvin, why did you bring back Zeke for his workload? Are you surprised?
What, did he get 6 carries the other day?
Zeke snap counts in order from week one down. 32, 28, 15, 10. He played 10 snaps against the Giants the other day.
Like, I'm not unhappy about it, but no. Is it confusing for the $3 million?
Why did you bring him back here? Because, I mean, part of it is they say, well, what he does in pass protection. It's like, yeah, you're passing the ball a lot more than 10 times in a game. And he was, you know, carrying the ball with some of those 10. So I don't understand what the Zeke move was. I don't know why he's here. The thing that stood out to me was the question of how does this impact McCarthy as an evaluation? And when he said either you did or you didn't, and injuries are as much as a part of the game as a kickoff, that to me says, like, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter at all. He's got to show that he can. It almost sounded like he was saying the response to the injury is going to be weighted even heavier. Like, let me see how you handle this, because this will tell me if I've got the right guy or not.
And all of us are in agreement that it should not give McCarthy or Zimmer a pass with Micah and Tank out.
Yes. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's year five. Year one as an adjustment, sure, maybe. But, like, this is year five. It's time. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm fine with not giving him a, I'm fine with not giving him a pass on it. I mean, look, I think we undervalue 36 wins over 3 years. That's just personally. I don't think Mike's the reason they're not, yeah, they haven't advanced to the Super Bowl. But I'm not going to die on that hill. I don't have a problem if they were to move on from him.
I will say, I think when I asked him about Brandon Cooks, I think he thought I was talking about Dalvin Cook again, because he was talking about, we'll see if he's out there this week.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line here on DFW Sports Station. So that was Jerry Jones with us today. Stephen Jones was on yesterday with the KMC Masterpiece. They asked him about trades, and is it safe to say a high price player wanting to be traded going to be ruled out here?
Yeah, I don't know this time of year that anyone's willing to trade their best players. So it's just a work in progress. We'll keep our, lines of communications open around the league. And if something presents itself, then we'll certainly look at it. I mean, it's no secret to anyone in the league, that we had two significant injuries in terms of Mike and D-Law. So people who might have an inkling to do something, I'm sure we'll hear from them. But, for the most part, I think no one's willing to mail anything in right now.
So there's Steven talking about a little bit early here in the trade deadline, as we had discussions during the 7 o'clock expressway about Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, and Hubbard out there in Carolina. Any other names pop up that y'all saw from the Tolos that people were talking about versus just giving wide receiver opinions?
The one name I saw a couple of people suggest, and I don't think this is even a possibility right now. I don't think Miami's looked to it. There were people saying Tyreek, that they were going, like, if things go sideways in Miami, do they want to let go of Tyreek Hill?
I think they've gone sideways.
The Bears took the wrong quarterback, number one. Washington is going to win the East. Hurts will not be with Filthy to start next year. RJ Choppy with Around the NFL, overreactions or not, next.